Hi, I'm Selena.
I'm Peyton.
Hi, I'm Caleb.
And today we're going to be talking about the tsunami that happened over Christmas vacation in Indonesia. So, how many people passed away from the tsunami?
429 people have passed away from the tsunami.
Did anyone survive? If so, how many?
823 people are injured, and officials have said that there are 150 people still missing and 16,000 people have been displaced as of December 25th.
A lot of people are wondering what caused this giant wave to hit Indonesia.
The tsunami started from an eruption of a volcano called the Anak Krakatoa volcano. And the Anak Krakatoa volcano was triggered by a combination of underwater landslides caused by the eruption of the volcano in the Sunda Strait that lies between the islands of Java and Sumatra.
Do you guys think this country should put specialists to study the disasters about the tsunamis that are coming in?
I think that they should, because they haven't had a working operational tsunami warning buoy since 2012. And it's really bad, and their safety is really in stake. But I think that they will put one in, because now everyone knows about it since the last tsunami, and it's become a big thing.
Do you think they should put a new one in or not?
I think they should put a new one in, so it's very recent technology and they can work with it very well.
I agree with Caleb, because if they don't put one in and there's a tsunami, then their whole population will wipe out and there won't be any people. Peyton, anything to add?
The reason why Indonesia is prone to tsunamis is because it's the middle of the Ring of Fire, and there has been lots of tsunami history in Indonesia because of that. And I think that even if they did put the last tsunami, even if they did have a working operational warning system, it would still be too late because the tsunami was too close to the shoreline.
Nice. Do you know how many buildings were destroyed in this tsunami?
The tsunami destroyed 558 houses, 60 restaurants, and 350 boats, and 9 hotels.
Wow.
That is a lot of damage.
Yeah, that is a lot of damage. It's going to take a long time to replace. Have any of the band members been confirmed yet?
There are one member of the band has been confirmed dead, and the other band members are still missing as of the 23rd.
Caleb, do you know if anyone died? Anyone else died?
Nope.
Okay. Any comments to add?
I don't think so.
Do you think that the people of Indonesia are going to be struck again in the last month or during this year?
I think that it's a possibility, but I don't think it's very likely, because everyone's going to be really concerned because it's a big thing right now, so I think that they're going to have more safety.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to be very cautious about the waves and what hits Indonesia. Caleb, anything to say?
Oh.
So
the lack of funds in Indonesia has been really bad, and that's why there aren't any warning systems.
Yeah.
Because of those funds. But I think now that everyone obviously knows that there's going to be a lot of money put towards that. So.
And a bunch of sources are saying that mudslides also push the giant wave to Indonesia because of how quickly they slide down. And if they put in a system, then it will detect the size of the waves so people can get to high ground and try to be more safe about it.
Do you think that there's going to be people that go to Indonesia to help restore the damage that was taken?
I think so, because with the whole hurricane in Puerto Rico and the hurricanes that have happened over the past year, I definitely think they're going to help and bring in, like, first aid kits and help anyone that's needed. Caleb, anything?
Nope.
Okay, I guess this is our sign-off. I'm Selena.
Bye, I'm Peyton.
I'm Caleb.
And thank you for listening to our podcast.
See you later.
See you later.